Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm just sorry. I'm returning a call from this morning.
Oh, okay. Is this Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi. I left a message for you this morning only because we were having trouble with the $49 payment for your website hosting.
Oh, okay. Just hold off on that. Yeah, things have been tough. And not to get into politics or anything like that, but at this point, I'm just sort of like surviving to a point where is there a way to put that website? Because you guys obviously own the domain.
Right.
And so is there a way that we can put that on the back burner for 2, 3 months and then automatically start charging it again?
We can, but not with a past due balance. And that's only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the good news is you're only past due for the June 15th because come July 15th, it'll reoccur to 98 and it continues to do so until this.
All right, so that's fine. I'll pay that, but then can we just kill it if that's the case? I mean, my buddy will.
Yeah. You can kill it or you could put it on a seasonal hold and you could stop the July, August, September payments. And then, hopefully you want to keep the site going and, you can renew it in, let's see, July, August,
Yeah,
in
I know, but
October.
like $50 for hosting, my buddy, like even when I first got with you guys, way back, I spent probably like 2 grand and I never even got one lead. And I know why that is. LA is
Oh,
just, it's
wow.
saturated. Yeah.
I
I didn't even
see.
get a single, I never got a single, and that's why I downgraded and said, okay, just keep the website and the hosting, because I was even at the time wanting to, buy the domain, and then I'm like thinking, well, fuck, that domain, like, that's what you guys want for me to transfer. And I was going to have my buddy Tim just rebuild the website, but I said at the time, screw it, $50 a month. Just so it's fair, I'll keep it. But in reality, it's like most of my business is coming from word of mouth,
Well,
and
it looks
verifying on
to
Google
me,
and stuff like that. I could have done that. I didn't know at the time.
I wanted to just make a comment because I'm looking at your billing and it looks like you're on a loyalty program where you get every other month for free. So it looks like you paid in December and then January was free and then you paid in February, March was free. You paid in April, May was free. So once this June payment hits, July will be free and you're paid in full until August. And I understand where you're coming from. I mean, a website in and of itself, no matter how beautiful it is, it can't bring you a new client unless, it's getting exposure. But the
Well, yeah, but I'm
catch-22 is
not. But
that,
sorry, go ahead.
oh, I was going to say the catch-22 is that we are in 2025 where every valid business needs a website too, So I understand where you're coming from. But when I calculated it out, $49 over 2 months, you're only paying 81 cents a day to keep the site up and running. So, for
Yeah, I
me, it
know,
would be.
but the va for sure, but the vast majority of the traffic that's going to that site, it's because I'm telling them to go to that site. It's me. I'm doing it by my mouth, I'm not doing Google Ads. I'm not doing any of that stuff. And the vast majority of my volume is coming either from word of mouth or, reluctantly, I had to go back to the Israelis where they just keep you busy no matter what you're, and because they do. They run the monopoly of that industry, garage and gate.
Really? I didn't know
Yeah.
that. Interesting. Okay.
So
Very
literally
interesting.
that's how it works, but they get 60% of the profit, which, they'll send you to a house, for example, and you go there and okay, you pitch, you miss. Hey, here's my card. Call me next time. Call me in 2 days. And in 2 days, we don't have to deal with them with their 60%, and I can give you a much better, a much better price. And then,
Yeah.
maybe just give me a review so that way we can build my Google profile. And that's the way that I've been doing things. And then, you know, the $50 every other month, it's just like, it's like paying for a Hulu subscription that you're not even using. Or, you know, I could have even made it through Wix where I just have a listing, because I'm there in person selling my services with EMF. And if they like me, they like me, then they just, Eric, you know, hey, give me like 10 of your cards. I'll hand it out all over the neighborhood for you because, you know, I like you and you did a great job. And then, you know, then I get calls from that way more so than I ever did with, you know, like Angie. Angie is another joke, you know, because they give one lead to five people. And, and then you have to charge so cheap just to get the contract. And at the end, it barely even amounts to what, you know, what you're paying for the lead or the leads or the membership for that matter.
We deal with a lot of the Angie Leads clients, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I hear all kinds of horror stories about that service, so I understand.
Yeah. I get it. If you're in a suburban area, maybe, but, you know, like in LA where it's so saturated, it's almost like better just to go off word of mouth.
So, question, have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, I just checked while we were talking to see if it was even available in your area, and it is available. So I want to explain it to you because I think that this would actually blow the revenue out of the water from anything that you've tried in the past and really propel your business to the next level because it's a brand new lead generation program that Google rolled out about May of last year. It's not available in all areas and industries, but for garage door in California and Los Angeles, it is, okay? So how it works and how it works differently from Angie's and Thumbtack and all those other lead services is those guys will sell the lead to you and everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right? But with Google, it is an exclusive lead that would only come to you. Google's not interested in selling that lead to, you know, all these other garage door companies, right?
Yeah.
So the caveat is
I was hoping
you have
for something
to pass,
like that.
Yeah, oh, you would love this program. People are going absolutely wild for it, Eric. And it's you have to pass a background check in order to participate in it. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not insured. I'm licensed. You know, even to the point when I had to verify with Google, I'm listed. Like, I'm a licensed business. But with Garage, you don't need the C61 license unless you're installing the door itself or installing the motor. Repairs, you know, even, say with Angie, even with them, there are only so many leads they can send you because it, unless you have the insurance, the C61 contractor's license. And I was like, well, do I really want to invest to get all that, you know, to get to that point? You know, just to be able for Angie, but with Google, yeah, I mean, I did enough, or I had enough at least to get verified and listed on Google. And then building the reviews, that's a whole other process.
That's good that you have them though, because that's also one of the requirements to pass the background check. You have to have a certain number of 5-star reviews, which you have, you know, so you would pass. What the requirements are for California garage door is you have to have either a D28 license or a B license, California building contractor B. It doesn't say C61, interestingly enough, which is strange. It gives me those two options. And then it says you have to have 1 million certificate of insurance of general liability. So you don't have the insurance as of yet, so you wouldn't pass the background check. So what I'll do is I'll send you an email on it so that you can kind of familiarize yourself with how it works and see. And you could even put in garage door company near me, and you'll see a couple of companies at the top that have the green check mark.
Yeah, for sure. And I promise you, all of them are Israeli owned. Like Mesa, Cousins, Twin Brothers, they're all the Israeli owned businesses. They give me jobs all the time. I just don't like taking these jobs for, you know, from them for 40% versus where I can
that's not fair.
On my own.
But, yeah,
you know,
I get it.
But at the same time, there are times where they'll send me there, and then I have a private conversation with the customer. All right, if that's too expensive for you, here's my card. Give me a day or two days. Or I'll do it now, but because your car is stuck in there. And then just pay me 2 days from now, we'll do it on the side. That's sort of how I've been running things. Because I don't want to grow the business to a point where it's, you know, like a real big business where I can't go back and focus on entertainment. The whole reason I moved to L.A. was not to do, you know, garage. This is just supposed to be a side hustle so I can get back to the real entertainment purpose of why I came here.
Yeah, definitely. Where'd you come from?
Northern California.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's a big difference. My daughter's best friend just got married and moved to L.A. on Tuesday, so we're in Orange County, but I'm looking forward to go up and visit her and see her new apartment and whatnot, you know? So
definitely. I mean, on my end, it's just because, you know, if things were going better, you know, a.k.a. tariffs and all this other shit that's raising the prices. Forget all that. But even what's making customers not want to spend as much money, like February, March, and April hit me hard. And right now I'm playing catch up with my truck. My truck payment, $600 a month. All the insurance companies for auto, like they left California, so it drove the prices up. And right now, I'm just sort of, like, surviving. I'm not, you know, I'm not in the business to grow anything.
Mm-hmm. So what I'll do for you then is I'm going to try to help you out. I'm not supposed to do this, Eric, but our website hosting for our corporate accounts, meaning you have to be, like, a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness, you have to have at least 100 locations listed with us. But those companies only pay $29 for the hosting. So what I'm going to do is I'll get an override and put you into that $29 hosting. And then that way you'll still be on the loyalty every other month, but it'll help you a lot temporarily. And then I'm hoping that you will get a certificate of insurance eventually so that you could participate in the Google Guaranteed, because that's when this is really going to explode for you and do some solid things for your business, you know? And I'll send you the email on it in the meantime, just so that you can kind of look it over. So,
okay. I mean, that I might be able to handle, but even.
Yeah, it's easier. I'm going to try to get an override.
See if you can do that. I mean, if it's $30, like you're saying, then I can, you know, but again, the issue with local splash is I haven't seen any results. Even from the beginning to now, aside from stuff that I probably could have done myself had I had known that I could have gotten verified myself. Or, you know, or even the Facebook page. I mean, if you look at my Facebook page that you guys did for me, you know, the vast majority of my clients, they don't even exist on Facebook anymore. It's all either TikTok or Instagram. You know, some of the elderly people, but, you know, like even them, I get to the Israelis and they're so old fashioned where it's, oh, give me the card. And what I'll do is I'll just duct tape it to the, you know, to the garage opener. And whenever they need, you know, for the older folks anyways, whenever they need service on garage, or if their neighbors need service on garage, you know, they just grab one of my cards that I tape there and just give it to the neighbor, and the neighbor calls me.
I see. Yeah. So I want to let you know, I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not, but this is showing me, and this is actually kind of miraculous that it's yielding these kind of results, because you're only doing the website, but it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 3,720 times. And you've had 115 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. And they're not all people that you've said, hey, here's my website, go check it out, because Google is tracking it. And it says that of the 3,720 impressions, 2,257, they typed in EMF, so those ones might have known you. but 39 times they typed in garage door with door, garage door service 21 times, garage door suppliers 20 times, EMF Los Angeles 18, doors in Sherman Oaks 15, EMF garage solution 15.
I'm a little surprised myself.
Yeah. You can look at this on the dashboard once you pay, because, you know, right now it'll just say the account's in suspension. But I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard so that you can go through here and you can see which keywords and stuff, which, again, it's just happening organically because, yes, we got the business page verified for you in the past and you've been working on reviews, which is excellent, but other than that, nobody's really doing programming on it. So it's performing very well considering that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I did get an override to put you into the corporate rate, Eric, so you'll have only the $29 every other month moving forward. And then in order to get that up to speed, is it going to be a different card number, or should we try it on the same card, or?
Well, okay, so even for right now, if we're going to move forward, like the $29, is that all that I'm going to get hit with right now?
Yes, correct. That's all you're going to pay right now.
So it's a different card number. I lost my card not too long ago.
I see.
But it's the same account, but it's a different card number.
Okay, yeah, no problem. So it's still tied into the Stern Avenue address for billing, right?
Yeah, same zip code, okay. 91423.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the number whenever you are, so take your time if you have to go get it or something.
All right, 4342.
Okay.
5625.
Okay.
1178.
Got it.
7135.
Okay, expiration?
429.
And then the code?
I think that's 674.
674. Okay. So 674. Let me.
Yeah.
674. Okay. Yeah, they make it hard to read sometimes because sometimes they rub off too. So let's just make sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it worked. I got the green light for you. So you're all good to go there. If you see an orange banner up on your site saying that it's no longer being updated, that will go away within one business day. Okay. And then,
okay. All right, no problem.
Yeah, other than that, I'm sending you in your email a fresh login to the dashboard so that you can go on when you have a minute and just kind of look at these results in real time. And then secondly, I know you've been diligent in getting 5-star ratings, but I'll send you a little review generator email that helps you with that as well. Okay.
For sure. Yeah. Honestly, it should be that much. It should be way more than that. But you know, some of these customers, they'll, oh, you gave me a discount. Yeah, don't worry. I'll help you with a review. And you know, 60% of them either forget about it or they tell you that, but they don't do it.
Yeah, you know, believe me, I know because I'm in internet marketing and I know how important reviews are to a business. And I'm even guilty of that. Yep. I've told people when I've had good, you know, experiences with them, I'm going to go home and write a review about you. But the problem is once I'm out of that moment, either I forget about it or the idea gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to those ideas on the back burner, right? So the nice thing about this review generator email is it's already linked up to your Google page. And you would just copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And because they open the link and it's already, you know, linked together with your Google page, most people will do it. You know, so it's another little tool that will help you here and there. And in the event that you don't have the client's email, it also, when I just sent that to you, it will trigger a text message. So you can also forward it via text message if that's easier for you as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So you're all good to go, Eric.
I just got that text.
Excellent.
So,
okay, good. Yeah, so if you have any other questions moving forward, just feel free to call me, and then I'll touch base with you, you know, in a month or so and see, you know, where you're at with the, you know, Google Guaranteed,
cool,
if you have insurance at that time or not. But I think it's a really phenomenal program, and you'd be kind of getting in ahead of the curve because, like I said, it's a newer program, and not a lot of people even know about it yet. You know what I mean?
So I mean, I do have, like, one question on the back end. Like, how
Yes.
by doing that, you know, obviously because I didn't read terms or conditions yet or anything like that, how many months am I obligated to, you know, to stick with this?
So, for what, the website or for the Google Guaranteed if you were to try it?
Yeah, or for the website, you know, because I'm pretty sure in
you're
some way, shape,
month.
Or form.
With that, you can cancel it at any time. All you have to do is keep in mind your billing date is the 15th of each month. So if you wanted to prevent the next month's charge, just call us before the 15th. But, again, remember that July payment is your service credit, so that's a free month. So you're paid in full right now until August 15th, okay?
Going to enjoy August. Okay, all right. All right, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and then I just sent you some information on the Google Guaranteed, so if you have any questions, you can call me.
All right, you got it.
All right, nice talking to you. Have a great rest of your evening, too.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.